65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, December 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I guess is so frustrating, why didn't the Democrats pass these bills in regular session? Why did they wait until the last 3 weeks after the lame duck election, November 5th? You got four Democrats that are not coming back to Lansing. Those seats were flipped to Republican. One of the guys is really ticked off. Hadzma, down in Battle Creek, lost to Steve Frisbee by 61 votes in Battle Creek. He is ticked. He made quote of the day saying that they made me vote for bills as if I lived in Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Battle Creek is not that liberal. Missy's from Battle Creek. Born and raised there, went to high school there. Her business is there. I've been down to her office. It's kind of a split district, but it leans conservative Republican, just barely. Well, it's amazing how mad he is. And honestly, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't vote for any of this garbage. I know he would be under a lot of pressure, but what are they going to do to him? In less than a month, he's no longer going to be a state rep. He's gone. It doesn't matter to him, these bills. We need to pray on him that he says, you know what? I got screwed in the election because of you guys. I'm not going to participate. I'm going to abstain on every single one of these bills. Let's pray on this guy, Jim Hadzma from Kalamazoo, that he says, you know what? I'm done. Let's pray on that. Because if he says, I'm not voting for any of this stuff, none of these bills can be passed. None of them. William Hamilton down in Lapeer makes a very astute observation. I'm going to say this is probably text of the day right here. More Democrats would have lost in November if these ridiculous bills had been put through earlier in the year. Absolutely correct. Good point. If they had put this stuff up in May, June, before summer recess, when they got back after Labor Day, if they had put these bills up then, November 5th would have been a slaughter. Republicans would have been able to knock on doors and tell people all this garbage that they're doing now in the lame duck that they had brought up before the election. Bill's right. We would have flipped probably 15 seats instead of 4. Oh yeah, we'd have 67, 68 Republicans in the state house. You're absolutely correct. Now it's only 58, majority to 52 Democrats. But again, you have to understand, folks, if we had our part-time legislature that we had for 126 years from 1837 to 1963, we wouldn't be doing this right now. I wouldn't be forced to research, read, study all these bills to talk about on this radio program here on December 4th. Actually, I'm pushing something, advocating for something. With the next Republican governor candidate, I want him to put it on the ballot to go back to a part-time legislature. I don't want a law. I want it put in our Constitution. Lansing will gavel in the first week of January of each calendar year and has 90 calendar days. That includes Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. You have 90 calendar days to pass a budget and a few bills to send to the governor for signature to turn them into laws. 90 calendar days puts them basically the first week of April, they're done. They go back home and live with us here in district. State reps, state senators required, if they want to continue to get their paycheck, they have to hold coffee hours every Saturday at a local diner or restaurant. They have to go to county board of commissioners meetings. They need to go to school board meetings. They need to go to local township, city, and village meetings. They need to get their card signed by the chairman of each one of those committees. They need citizens to sign their card that they met with them at a coffee house on a Saturday. Rotate which diners and restaurants you go to every Saturday, but you have coffee hours from 10 to noon at a coffee, diner, restaurant somewhere in your district. That's what I want put on the ballot for the people of the state of Michigan to vote on. Do you realize if they do that and we vote for it and it's adopted and they're in Lansing January, February, March and coming home in April, do you know I'm basically done doing this show? There's nothing to talk about happening in Lansing starting in April until January of next year. It's a ghost town. Lobbyists and special interests who work in Lansing. I want you to do something. Have you ever been to the state capitol in Lansing? If you have, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you need to do this. There's basically an east entrance and a west entrance. the east entrance steps face Michigan Avenue. The west entrance on the backside really isn't used that much. That's where the parking lots are and things like that. The rest of the town, Lansing, is to the west. Go to the east steps. Walk down the steps toward the statue, towards the trees. Be looking at Michigan Avenue. Stand on that sidewalk, and I want you, while standing in place, I want you to do a 360. I want you to turn and look at all of the office buildings, all of the buildings that surround our state capitol. Do a complete 360 and look at all those buildings. Do you know those buildings are 92%? I believe the number was 92% from a study they did a few years ago. It may be higher now than then. I'm not even sure. 92% of all those office buildings are occupied by lobbyists, special interest groups, and organizations that have to do with government. Brian Kelly's office, SBAM, Small Business Association of Michigan, the next street over by the Chinese restaurant. I love to go to their buffet every time I'm in Lansing. One of the best Chinese buffets ever is in Lansing. A block or two over from the Capitol, east of the Capitol, just north of Michigan Avenue. If you're ever there, go to that Chinese buffet. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. 92% of all the real estate is occupied by lobbyists, special interests, and organizations that impact our legislators. Well, guess what happens when we go back to part-time legislature? After April, Lansing's a ghost town. Well, guess what? Those special interest groups, the lobbying groups, they would have to drive into each state rep's and state senator's district to meet with them to give them a check and a bill they want them to introduce. Right now, they're at their office. They draft up a mock-up, a bill. They attach a $5,000 check to it, and they walk it across the street. They make an appointment to sit down with a state rep or a state senator, people that align with them on these pet issues. This Dana Polhanke has this, I use the term, hard-on against firearms. You want a bill passed regarding firearms? You go meet with Senator Dana Polhanke. She'll take your $5,000 check. She'll take your bill. Education lobbyists, MEA, AFT, they go across the street and they deliver a check and a bill to Senator Stephanie Chang from Detroit. Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak. Oh, yeah. This is how it's done, folks. It's got to stop. Final segment of hour number two. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment brought to you by MyPillow Christmas Sale. Do your Christmas shopping from home on your computer or your phone. Save 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. Get free shipping. Don't even have to leave your house. All you have to do is go to the website MyPillow.com, shop away. Get your Christmas list out, buy it, put it in the cart, go to checkout, put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, hit apply, see how much money you save. Save a ton of money, free shipping, it comes to your house, you wrap them up and you're done. It can't be any easier than that. So text me MP for MyPillow and I'll send you the information. They also have a toll-free number for you to call. That is an operator that's been assigned to this promo code, TRUCKERRANDY, so you get the 50, 60, 70, 80% off and free shipping. Just text me MP and I'll send it to you. Downstate Kim, interesting comment. We need to end political bribery, which is also known as lobbying. You can't end it. You're not going to stop it. There's no way you can possibly stop special interest groups, lobbyists. It's a profession. Former state reps, former state senators make the best lobbyists on the planet. Why do you think Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is the president of SBAM? his group, Small Business Association of Michigan, thousands of members paying dues into it, I don't even know how much, pays his salary. So he can walk across the street and talk to legislators to get things done to help small businesses here in Michigan. In my opinion, he hasn't done a very good job. Too many taxes, too many regulation, too many hoops to jump through. It's going to have to be done by the next Republican governor that we elect in 2026. You see, you have to understand something. This is critically important. Critically important. The game will not be changed. It's been going on since the beginning of time. People lobbied congressmen and senators immediately after we ratified the Constitution. It's been going on since the beginning of time. People always want favors, special favors, legislatively done that will benefit them. And as a result, it goes on forever. In perpetuity, it'll never stop. You can't stop lobbying. There's only one way you can do it. Not only go to part-time legislature, but no pay for it. No pay for it. I was at a truck stop in Laramie, Wyoming. I always sat at the counter. I never wanted to take up a booth or a table. You get a couple of drivers in a team together or a family traveling and they want a place to sit down. I always sat at the counter. I've told this story before. I'm sitting there and two suits walk in and sit in a chair on each side of me. There was an empty stool on the left, empty stool on the right. I said, you guys want me to scoot down? You guys want to sit together? Yeah, that'd be great. Can you do that? Sure. So I scooted down so they could have two seats side by side. The suits sat down. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? I've never seen suits at a Flying J truck stop restaurant. We're on our way to the Capitol. Oh, really? What for? We're state reps. We're farmers, but we have to go and serve in the state legislature. And this is Wyoming. And I said, oh, okay, how does that work? He goes, what do you mean, how does it work? I'm like, well, how much do you guys get paid? $3,000 in stipends for daily attendance. When they're basically in session, they're going to pass a budget, a few laws or whatever. They get paid a per diem. They don't even have a salary. He says, we hate serving in the legislature, but somebody's got to do it. Do you know they don't even campaign? They don't even put up signs. They don't want the job. Part-time legislature paid a per diem. Yeah, the people sent us back. They like the job we're doing. They like the way we slam dunk the budget and get the heck out of there and head back to our farms. Ranchers. These guys were ranchers. I believe they were beef farmers. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Then you get rid of lobbyists because they're not going to take money to introduce a bill. They don't even want to be there. They want somebody else to get elected. I'm not going to do you a favor and pass a bill and then have you continue to feed me more money. I don't even want the job. I don't want to be here. I don't think they have lobbyists in Wyoming. Then we could change it in Michigan. I'm going to have to talk to the governor candidates about that idea. Thanks for reminding me, Kim. Hour number three of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds